We count Svira, we wait until it's Laila. That's the common. The Rosh I just told you is a minority opinion, which we fall back on when if you daven Mincha Marv early, if a person davens Mincha Marv together, and the shul, they're just not makbid altogether, and they daven end up saying Svira 20 minutes after Shkia, all right, so it's okay. It's okay, and you can definitely fall back on this opinion. That's not common. Most Batei Kenesios, Batei Midrashos, the makbid, to wait at least some degree. They'll wait 41 minutes. So some won't wait that long. They'll wait 35 minutes. Even 35 minutes already, you can see three small stars. You know, 35 minutes is also a degree. We sort of have a custom where we follow the opinion that you cannot count Svira, you should not count Svira until it's Vadai Laila. And now it's Vadai Laila, Chaparayim. Try to say Svira as early as possible. Now, here are the problems. The problem is, if you're going to say Svira as early as possible, you're going to be saying without a minion. Because your custom, most people have a custom, they daven Marv, let's say, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, 10:30, 9 or whatever it is, to go to a shir night. So if you're going to go and wait to say Svira with a minion, then you're going to be missing a degree, a chunk of the tmimos. So what should you do? So in a chanami, the poskim say it's more important, it's better to say Svira with a minion, and also to recite Sefira after Kriya Shema and Shmoyne Esrei, because of the principle of Todir, Vishainoi Todir, Todir Koidim. If you have an obligation, that every single night you have an obligation to recite Kriya Shema and Tfilah, and Svira is only occasionally, so therefore, when every time you want to begin to say Svira, you have to hit yourself and say, I can't say Svira yet. I have upon me another obligation of Kriya Shema and Shmoyne Esrei, and Todir, Vishainoi Todir, Todir Koidim. So say Kriya Shema. Say Shimon Esrei. No, I go to Maariv every night. I go to Maariv at 9:30. So I'm going to wait. Okay, Einochinami. Einochinami, the common minug, and this is the halacha, if you are accustomed every single night to say to davening Maariv with a minion later, then the halacha is you are permitted, or you should overlook the loss of Tamimois, the mila, the advantage of saying it earlier and having the whole day as much as possible, to the advantage of saying Svira together with the minyan, and saying Svira after you've done the mitzvahs deraisa of Kriya Shema and its brachos, and tefillah is not deraisa from our, but also having tefillah as well. Todir v'sheiner, todir, todir koidim. Big shayl is the person does not daven Maariv with a minyan. Not everyone has an opportunity to daven Maariv with a minyan, or let's say not every night. Sometimes it's just not possible. It's not practical for everyone to daven with them. So then the question is, should you recite Svira before you? Anyway, you're not going to have a minyan. So then, is it kedai that you should say Svira as early as possible so you know you don't forget? Even you'll daven Maariv a little bit later when you are in a better frame of mind. Bedikas chametz is a different sugya. Bedikas chametz we mentioned, people do not know this, that the zman bedikas chametz is as early as possible. Yes. The moment that it gets a little bit dark. So it's a very ad kidei kach. We learned the halacha is if you know it's not like it's much much worse than Hanukkah. You think just the Hanukkah candles. You're only supposed to light Hanukkah candles. Another halacha, the ikar zman is to light Hanukkah, is to light early. Hanukkah candles you're supposed to light from the time the sun sets, at shetichle regel min hashuk. So you have Hanukkah as an early zman and or le arba osar. So you would think between the two, which one is more important to do early? Hanukkah candles. It's not true. Because the zman hazer, there's no such thing anymore as shetich leregel min hashuk, the ikar persume nisus of bnei bayis. So Hanukkah candles, believe it or not, it's not so bad. If you're going to come from work late, you come before 10 o'clock at night. What? So you can light the candles as long as you have someone in the home, a wife, a child in the home that's going to see your Hanukkah candles. You can wait to light Hanukkah candles until 10, 11 o'clock at night. And that's it. No one lights. The wife's not going to light. Children not going to. They're going to wait for you to come home, and you're going to light 10 o'clock. You're going to be pursuing nisa yaitza. Bedikas chametz. It's a shocking halach. People don't know this. If you're not planning to come home from work until 10 o'clock at night, lel erev Pesach. Guess what? You mechuyif to appoint your wife or your children to be your agent, And they should do the bedikah with a bracha bezman. It's a very big hakpada to do bedikas chametz or le'arba osar. It's not dependent upon persume nisa. It's dependent upon when or means the beginning of the night. When the sun sets, the moment when the candle, the light of the candle shines, it's no longer conflicted by the sun, that is the zman. If you're not going to be home for the ikra zman, then, and I was shocked, they went to shul this year, a fellow there, it was already about to talk to him 10 o'clock, and he tells me, he's now going home to do bedikah. It's 10 o'clock, and you're going home to bedikah, you're sitting, you're schmoozing in shul for half an hour, So you're not going to do that. You should have done Bidika. What time was this man for Bidika on Erev Pesach? At 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, something like that. Or 7:30, whatever it was. I don't remember whatever it was. And now it's 10 o'clock and you dilly-dally. He does know the halacha. And this is a Ben Torah. This is a Chashu Ben Torah. Mamish does not know the halacha. You're not allowed to do this. That you mechuyiv do the Bidika as early as possible. Ad kidei kach. If you're not going to do it, go appoint and you mechuyiv to appoint your wife as the agent. And the Eitzah was, you feel bad. How can you do this? My whole life, I made a bracha. The solution is, you tell your wife, there's one room you may not do. This room, this particular room in the house, you have no rishus to do it. That's for me to do. And then when you come home 10, 11 o'clock at night, then you can make the bracha, and you can do the bedikah. You can do the bedikah on that. On that one room, you can do a bedikah. You can make a bracha.
But you're also doing the wrong thing because
you have no choice. You have no choice because you're coming home 10 o'clock at night. But your property, there's a chiyuv bedikah upon you for your property, your assets. You're the Rosh Habayis. You own a house, an apartment, a hotel room, whatever you got, Motel 6. You got something, right? You got something. And it's your responsibility for it to be checked. Your responsibility is chal the moment the sun sets, a little bit after the sun begins to get dark. If you cannot do that, you have to appoint an agent to do bizman. You don't want to lose out on the bracha. There's a solution. There's always a solution for every problem, right? Except for those that they're not. And what is the solution? So that one particular room, you do not give them rishus, and you can then come and do their room with the bracha. Now, coming to Sfira, that's that very same dilemma. When is the ikar zman to do Sfira? The ikar zman to do Sfira is as early as possible, or we mentioned maybe before the day begins. Right, as early as possible. If you cannot do it, so here we're very lenient. If you cannot do it, since Sfiras Emes Limud Rabbanan, and you do have Tanimah as long as you count at night, and even if you count by day, therefore we hold that it's better to recite the Sfir with a minion. The Chashivas of having a minion is more important, and also the principle of Tadir V'she'enu Tadir Koidim is more important. And since you're going to daven with a minion, and that's when you're going to have your Tadir, the Kriya Shema Neshmona Esrei, so we overlook the absence of the lack of Tanimah for this. But the big, big shiloh among the poiskim, which really does not appear to be resolved, machlokes poiskim, is if you're not planning to daven ma'ariv with a minyan. I'm not going to ma'ariv. I'm not. That's how it is. It's too cold. And there's no minyan. This and that. So should you recite sfira before you daven ma'ariv and before you daven ma'ariv? You daven bechidus ma'ariv.
So, I mean, I'm sure this is one that's done, but as soon as you remind yourself of the aimer, it's a mitzvah already. Do it. So I'll talk mitzvah.
But Tadir, so as soon as you remind yourself of the Omer, daven ma'ariv. Daven ma'ariv.
You see Hashavas Aveda, you have to daven ma'ariv.
That's a mitzvah oiveres. Because Hashavas Aveda in that situation is a mitzvah oiveres. In Loyach Shavi Mosai, if you're going to go daven ma'ariv and you come back, the Aveda is not going to be there anymore. If that's an issue, if that is a true issue, then you're right. That is a very important factor. If you're going to forget to say the Omer, you're going to daven Marv later, and you're going to say the Omer, you're going to forget, absolutely, that would be machria. You should say the Omer immediately. Other poskim say, once you want it, you have to say the Omer, so you have to right away daven Marv as quickly as possible, and then recite the Omer, because of Tadir V'she'enu Tadir Koidem. Now some people, now this is a very true thing, some people, it's very kedai, I'm not in the frame of mind to daven Marv. You know, there's a certain kavana you need to daven Marv. Sometimes you're just going to blabble it up, you know, you're just going to butcher up the Marv. Better, let me, I come from work now, I'm very, very tired. I just got off the train. I'm exhausted. I want to eat something. I don't want that ma'arif now. If I'm going to daven Maariv right now, I'm not going to be davening. It's just going to be lip service, if not even that. I want to daven Maariv. I want to eat. I want to relax. And then, when my mind settles, in about an hour from now, I will daven Maariv with Kavana, or with more Kavana. Okay, it's very, very common. We all know the feeling. We all know the feeling. So, you know, I'll tell you a story. Someone told me, I think I told this to you. It's a shocking, shocking thing that the Chazon Ish did not always daven Maariv. Would you believe such a story? It's Apikorsis. The Chazon Ish once has told a parent, I tell you just to be makdim, the Chasirus of the Maariv of the Chazon Ish. A father once came to the Chazon Ish and he said that my daughter is dating this boy. He has a reputation as being a chash of a boy in Beis Medrash. And my daughter, you know, he asked him at some point, they were dating, when are you davening Maariv? Did you daven Maariv? He picked me up, it was still day, it's now late. I don't know what the details was. And the boy basically, she caught him lying. She caught him lying that he davened Maariv, and she knows as a fact that he did not daven Maariv. She knows as a fact. This is the story. The father was very disturbed. The boy didn't daven Maariv. He basically lied that he daven Maariv. He didn't daven Maariv. And it doesn't seem that he daven Maariv that night either. That's from the way the story goes. It's like this. It was clear the next morning that the boy did not daven Maariv, period. I mean, it's supposed to be a chashur boy, based on Edrash. So he went to the chazan. He says, It bothers me. Should I be concerned? So the chazan just says, break off the shidduch. Break off the shidduch because the boy did not daven Maariv and he lied that he daven Maariv. Wow.
He lied?
The boy lied.
The lie is the problem, not that he did.
Okay, you can interpret the story. You have to be mevarer the details of the story, or maybe the story was worse. You have to mevarer the details of the story. I really wonder today if such a thing would happen here in America today, if any paisek, any gadol would tell someone to break off the shidduch. I don't know. I really have no. What? Oh, so I just want to bring it as a hakdama. So you see, the Chazon Ish did not take Maariv lightly. Okay, he did not take Maariv ad kedei kach to do the ultimate. I mean, that's like the ultimate. To tell someone to break off a shidduch, you need groyser plates for such a thing. This is not a light thing to go tell a person. And if they broke off, I don't know if they listened to him. Who said they listened to him, right? I don't know what they did. You know, you go tell the boy and the girl, they don't want to break off the shidduch. I don't know what they listened to him or not. But, you know, to make a statement, it's a very heavy-duty statement. But yet, I was told by a person who claims to be 100% MS, yes, you know, I'm Yisri Piyish, that the Chazon Ish did not always daven Maariv. And one of his people said to him, are you talking? You're not daven Maariv? So he says, I don't have koyach to daven Maariv. The Chazon Ish was known. The Chazon Ish had the ability. He was a mishunitic person. He had incredible ability to delve in the mental power, to immerse himself in intellectual pursuits, where he was physically weak to the point where he couldn't even move. He literally could not even move. So he said, I don't have the koyach. Mamash don't have the koyach to go through the daven Maariv. So he said, what do you mean? You have koyach to talk to me now? You're talking to me. You're moving your lips and you're telling me that you need daven Maariv. So daven Maariv. So I understand. You don't have koyach to have kavana, groisa kavana, the perish hamila is every single word of what it means. So what's the big deal? He daven Maariv like everyone else davens Maariv. Lip service. Mrs. Anashim Limuda, you just like everyone else on a good day. You have kavana, perish amilois, every single thing. On a bad day, a day that's not so good, so you just do like everyone else. So the Chazon says, that's not the way I daven Maariv. That's not how I daven Maariv. That's not my custom. My custom is when I daven, I only do it the right way. And if I can't do it, Oynis Rachmana Patre. Isn't that a shocking story?
Yes.
It's amazing story. Because I daven the way you're supposed to daven. I mean, who can say that today? No one can say that today. Chazon Ish can say that. I can't imagine anyone that I know can say such a thing that he davens most of the time the way you're supposed to daven, and therefore that's an excuse. When you can't do that, you don't have to daven altogether. Does anyone ever daven the way they should ever daven? It's even shochmar. A chassan is potter. A chassan is not supposed to daven ma'ariv by his wedding. Did you ever see a chassan not shokel? Good shot by ma'ariv, by the chassan's tish, minchan ma'ariv? According to the Gemara, a chassan, by the chassan tish, if he davens ma'ariv, is a statement that he is a bal gaiva. That he has such grace that he's above and beyond, because any chassan is not in the frame of mind to have kavana when he's davening mincha mar before his chasna. It is impossible. And if a chassan davenes mincha mar before his chasna, gaiva, he's saying that I'm better than the whole world. I'm there's no one like me. Yet the halach is a chassan better daven mincha mar. Why? Because even when it's not a chassan, the halach lemaisa today, there's no one who davenes mincha ma'ariv the way they should daven ma'ariv, even when they're not a chassan. So therefore, this halacha has taken a turn, has changed quite a bit. So going back to sviras oimer, a person comes home, okay, with all that introduction, a person comes home from work. It's now 8:00. It's the zman of svira. So I'm not going to ma'ariv tonight. That's the way I am. I'm going to stay home. Shaila, right now I can muster enough koyach to stay with kavana a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedoshanu B'mitzvot Tzivan Al Sfira So'imer, and to say Hayoyim Achad Oso Yoyim Bo'imer. I can do it. But the daven ma'ariv, I'm not in the mood. I can't. I just can't go through the words. I'm just too tired. I'm exhausted. I got into a whole day of work. I'm up 6:00 in the morning. It's 8:00. I haven't a moment of peace the whole day today. I need to chill out. I need to go eat something, sit on the couch, relax. An hour, 2 hours, I'll daven ma'ariv. So Shaila is, should he say the Sfira right now? Yes. Have enough koyach for the Sfira. So mitzad echad, you're not going to ma'ariv, you're not going to have the maila of a minion. So of course, immediately say the Sfira, you'll get your chaperayim tenimais. But mitzad sheni, tadir, v'she'ena tadir, tadir koydem. There's a halacha. There's a seder hadvarim. What?
Let's call, according to the Shita, the Sfira is the Raisa and the Ma'ariv is the Rabbanon.
But Kriya Shema is the Raisa. You're right. Then it's called Kodesh. What you're saying is one thing. What you're discussing with Sunyan Shas called this Tadir and V'she'ena Tadir. Then there's Mekudosh. Something is more holy and something is less holy. If it's deraisa, it's mekudosh. If it's not deraisa, so the shaila is there's a shaila. If something is mekudosh and ain't a tadir, does it come before something which is ain't a mekudosh and is tadir? It's a very big shaila. Pashto says it doesn't. Tadir versus ain't a tadir, I think, wins in all cases, according to many.
What? In your scenario, on the page, there is benching. Where is fits in there?
Benching?
Yeah. He's so tired, he cannot say with Kavana the
Birchas HaMazon.
Well,
you have no choice. Sometimes you have no choice. You have no choice. If you're going to eat and you have to recite Birchas HaMazon, you don't have a choice. Ma'ariv, I have a choice. I don't have to have Ma'ariv now. I can have Ma'ariv in 2 hours from now. But if I eat, you don't have a choice. So then, if you're not going to do it, I'll go and I'll bench in 2 hours from now.
Yeah.
Can't do that. It's brach lebatala. So right now I'm tired. So you're tired. So do the best you can. You do the best you can. Some things in life you have a choice, but most of life you don't have a choice. And therefore, so this is the dilemma, and there is no clear answer. Look, I'll give you a mashal. Go and shul.
What?
What type of sasra?
Because if it's not ma'ariv yet, if you haven't done ma'ariv,
no, ma'ariv doesn't do. That's not true. Ma'ariv does not establish that it's a day. No, it's not. That's not a stira. It's laila. It's vaday laila. It's the day is here. I just did not yet say ma'ariv. You're not mekadesh it. It's not like the night of Pesach. It's the whole difference. So I'll give you a mashal, just to show that Tadir is a very serious matter. I'll give you a simple mashal. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or any other time we have 3 Sifrei Torah. Okay, let's do the Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. What's the first Sifrei Torah? Parshas HaShavua. Second Sifrei Torah. Tadir, V'she'ene, Tadir, Tadir, Kodem, Rosh Chodesh. What's the third Sifrei Torah? Chanukah. Let's say they go to all the Sifrei Torah, and the Shema Azal, they take out the wrong Sifrei Torah. Right? So now they take out for the first, they take out Rosh Chodesh, the first, they open it, oh, it's Pinchas. Pinchas. The first Sefer Torah in the Bima is Pinchas. And the Parsha Shavua is the other guy. So what's the big deal? So let's lay now. We'll lay now from Rosh Chodesh. You'll come up with a scenario. If we're going to now have to go in order, it's Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura to go stabbing Goylel. So what's the big deal? Tadir v'sheida, Tadir is Tadir v'sheida. It's so important that you have to follow the rules every single time. Yes, it's unheard of. If you take out three Sefer Torah and they're all in the wrong place, too bad for the tzibur. It's too bad for them. They'll be matriach. They'll have to wait. Because Tadir v'sheida, Tadir Torah Kadim is serious business. It's not something you don't mess around with it. It becomes the night of Sfira. What do you do normally first? You first daven Ma'arif. You daven, you say Kriya Shema with its brachos, it's the rice of the Kriya Shema, is the rice of the brachos that accompany the Kriya Shema, it's the chilek of the Kriya Shema. And then you say Shemona Esrei. That's Todir. And we pass in that Sfira Sfira is only the Rabbanon. And Kriya Shema is only the rice, Sfira is equal, so it's Todir, Shemona Todir, you have two Todirs. And one of the two Todirs is the rice, it's Todir Mukudish. And Sfira Sfira only passes only the Rabbanon. So it's not something you play around with and you say, listen, if I'm not going to have a ma'arif, ain't hachinami, that very well may be a siba for you to delay the recital of Sfira Sa'imer until you're ready to daven ma'arif, even be yechidus. It is what I mean for sure. But in be yechidus, others say no. You don't have to group them together. You have to group them together. You can daven, you can say the Sfira immediately. They're not necessarily Tadir v'shen Tadir. This is going to come to in a moment. Tadir v'shen Tadir. It's very nice too because it touches upon what is the essence of Tadir v'shen Tadir Tadir Kodem. Tadir v'shen Tadir is when you're grouping together similar things. Kriyas HaTorah. We're going to lay in three Sifrei Torah. It's all in the same ballpark. I'm taking out a Sefer Torah. We're going to read from it. So you say Tadir v'shen Tadir Tadir Kodem. Whoever told you that Sfira Sa'imer is in the same ballpark as Ma'arif? There's two separate things. There's Sfira Sa'imer and there's Ma'arif. Kriya Shema. My Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. They're not in the cat. Tadir v'sheinu Tadir is you're doing two things which are a unit. So now you got to follow the rules. Which one is more frequent? But they have nothing to do with each other. They do each other, so then I can do Sfira first, and then I can do afterwards Ma'arav and Kriya Shema. So let's now touch upon another big issue, which comes into this point. In shul, you've all seen this. Every shul you go to, it's very, very confusing, and it doesn't make a difference whether you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, davening Sfarad. Well, Ashkenaz is pretty uniform. I take that back, but Nusach Sfarad especially, it's the Wild West. Nusach Sfarad is the Wild West when it comes to this matter. When do you recite Sfira at the end of Ma'arif? So I'll tell you what I've seen in all different shuls that I daven. So Ashkenaz, I've only seen it being done one way. As far as I know, maybe I'm wrong, in the Ashkenaz shuls, it's always said before Kaddish Tiskada. They finish, before Elena. After Kaddish Tiskabel, Davin Shemona Esrei, the Shat says Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Tiskabel Tzloisoin, and then after they finish Kaddish Tiskabel, then they say the L'Shem Yichud, they don't say the L'Shem Yichud, and they do Sfira Samer, and then Aleinu, and then Kaddish Yosoin. That's Ashkenaz from what I've seen. And then you have another Kaddish. What? You do two by Ashkenaz?
Yes, because there is not Tehillim.
Okay, but the Ashkenaz don't normally say the Tehillim. He's saying a tremendous Kiddush. You're telling me that you, by Nusach Ashkenaz, you say Kaddish Yosoim after Sfira Sa'imer, and then you say Aleinu, and then you do another Kaddish Yosoim. Wow. That's the first time I ever heard such a thing. Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz.
Do you guys say
L'Shem
Yichud?
Yeah, do you say L'Shem Yichud? Oh, Ashkenaz, and also, you're saying L'Shem Yichud?
Yes.
Dr. Fruchter? And you're saying the Tehillim? Yiseg lamatzeach v'koyach. Correct. So maybe that's why. That's probably why. Okay, that's why. That's the answer. Because all right, because I'm more okay. You're saying very because I'm more familiar with Ashkenaz who have this.
All they say is the bracha. And
bracha,
the
right? Exactly. Yeah. That's we don't say the Tehillim. Right. In the Young Israel, my father. Well, they don't say the Lashem Yichud. My father, it was unique. He said he did the whole thing, the whole show, the whole works. The Lashem Yichud with the bracha Ashkenaz with the bracha Lamatzeach Letahir Mikliposenu Umitumosenu. You say the whole thing with Mashapaganti, all these things. So then in Echanami, so then there's something to it to saying the Kaddish. But Ruba de Ruba by Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't say all of these things. They should say. Mishnah Berurah brings down what they should say. This is the Mishnah Berurah says you should say. Even Ashkenaz, but Ruba de Ruba they don't. So if they don't, there's nothing to say the Kaddish Yosem for. You don't say Kaddish Yosem just on the Basira. You can say a Kaddish Yosem on the Tehillim. Allah that Seach after saying Mizmarim, then you can say a Kaddish Yosem. It's also not so simple. Okay, but let's go to Nusach Svart. That's where it really gets wild.
No,
that's the Wild West.
Wild card, yeah.
The Wild West. So Nusach Svar, I'll tell you what I say in Nusach Svar. So some shuls, they do just like what you told me. Nusach Svar, they're going to finish the Kaddish, the Kaddish to Skadel. Then they're going to do the Svira. And then either they do say a Kaddish, they don't say Kaddish Yosam, and then it's Olein, and then it's a Kaddish Yosam. Many Nusach Svar shuls, they finish Oleinu, and they say Kaddish Yosam, and then they first begin to say L'Shem Yichud, and then after L'Shem Yichud, some do and some don't, they say Kaddish, they have another Kaddish afterwards, some do and some don't. Some do and some don't. So first, what's going on over here? What is going on over here? Why is it that in some shuls they say the Sfira before Aleinu, they say the Sfira after? So here are the issues. So some want to say, one answer, the most basic answer is that Aleinu is, this. The Gra says this, the Gra Taka holds, you should say Sfira even by Ashkenaz afterwards, which no one does. Okay, a lot of things the Gra does, most of the things that the Gra does, no one does. Isn't that funny? Oh, Minik HaGra. Yeah, what about all the other Minik HaGras? All the 99% of them you don't do? Okay, no one. They don't do the Minik HaGras. They do a handful of the Minik HaGras. But the Gras says, Aleinu is the Nusach HaTfilah. Yeshua's your side today, right? You know that for sure. How do you know that? How can we know such a thing? Okay.
What? He was there.
Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua was the one. Zuchusa Yogin Aleinu. How could Yeshua ben Nun, he was one who wrote Aleinu, or at least the ik of the template of Aleinu. Ochon with Alkein Nekav Lecha. Alkein Nekav is Rosh Tevos. Ochon. Al is Ayin. Kein is Chof. Nikave is Nun. Ochon. Legacy is that Yeshua composed the template, not necessarily the exact words that we have today in our Siddur, but the template of Aleinu. And Ochon, who took from the Biza and it was killed and confessed, with Menachidash Hashem, he composed the second part of Aleinu from Alkei Nekave, at least the template, till the end, whatever that means. Now, in any event, the Gra holds, it's the Nusach HaTfila, and you have no right to be mafsik. In other words, the Gra is saying a very important yisoid, which comes to answer our question. Svira Soimer has nothing to do with Ma'arif. Svira Soimer is not Ma'arif. It's a completely separate thing. There's something called Kriya Shema Ma'arif, and there's something called Svira. One has nothing to do with the other. What right do you have to take Svira Soimer and inject it into the Nusach HaTfila? So therefore, the Gra says, Yalim Mafsek, you finish Kaddish Tiskabel, you say Aleinu, Kaddish Yosem, and then, very nice, you have 10 people standing around, you do Barabim, very nice, you do Barabim, you say Sfira, Gevaldik. According to the Lomas of the Gra, if you're at home, I'm not going to Ma'arif tonight. I'm not going to Ma'arif because I don't want to go to Ma'arif. I don't want to do Ma'arif now, I'm not in the mood. I'm going to do Ma'arif in 2 hours from now when I calm down, I relax. So what are you going to tell me? I can't say Sfira because I'm in violation of Tadir V'She'en, Tadir Koydem. What are you talking about? The only time you say Tadir V'She'en, Tadir Koydem is you have 3 Sifrei Torah. They're all the same. Kriya Satorah, Kriya Satorah, Kriya Satorah. They're part of a club. You're part of one big club. Oh, Tadir, Vishnu, Tadir, Tadir, Kaidan.
What happens if you only have one Torah and you're learning all three classes?
You go in the same order. You follow the regular order.
You have to
Tadir, same idea. You have to mish. But Tadir, Vishnu, Tadir, Tadir, Kaidan. But here, over here, Sfira and Davening, there's no Shaykhis. What do one do with the other? So therefore, I can say Sfira right now, and by saying Sfira immediately at 8 o'clock, that is not a violation of Tadir, Vishayna Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. That's according to Lomas of the Gra. But obviously, not everyone agrees to the Gra. Yeah. Because we find that the Olam says Sfira. It's very common for the Olam to say Sfira before you sail it. Now, why do we do that? So some hold that there's a concept we do not want to be mar, but they really agree to the Gra. We agree to the Gra, really, we should say Sfira later on. That's really the best thing. It's really no shaykhus to the Gemara. And we should really say Sfira at the very end, after. But there's a principle which we don't follow too often. It's not proper to be marbe b'kaddishin. You're not supposed to say multiple times Kaddish Yosa. Okay, that's not the meaning by us. By Muslim shuls that are looking for Mokash, you say Kaddish 20 times. Every opportunity you have to say Kaddish, you say another Kaddish. But in some schools of thought, only once. And there are a lot of shuls, you only one Kaddish. You have, let's say, it's Chanukah, Shabbos, you have the Mizmar. You have Hayom Yom Shabbos Kaddish. And Mizmar, and it's Rosh Chodesh Baruch Nafshi. And it's Mishnah Chanukah Sabbath. They have three Mizmarim. So some shuls say some, so they'll say one. But let's say you're in a shul, they say all three. That's three times Kaddish Yosa. Mm-hmm. Some are of the opinion that's not right. You're in violation. You're not supposed to do that. You're only supposed to say Kaddish Yosa once. So here, if you're going to say Kiddush, you're going to say.
No, but the Yekas have a different minute.
Only one, but they alternate. Only one person. Right? That's another right. They rotate. But even rotating is not the right thing. Because the Tzibur as a whole is having the Kaddish Yosem recited multiple. We don't do this. The Minig Olam is the more the merrier. We all know that. Unless you dive in very very set places, they follow this. But there is such a principle. There is such a principle, and it comes into play occasionally. And those who are very makbid on this, that you're not supposed to overdo it, you just say one Kaddish Yosam per Tfila, you got a problem when you do Sfira. Because you're going to do Sfira, you dav Mar, Aleinu, you're going to say Kaddish Yosam. Because you said Aleinu, after davening, you say Kaddish Yosam. Then you're going to do Sfira, and you know Sukhsar, so you're going to say the old Mizmarim. You're going to say this Mizmar, that Mizmar, your whole Musa Tfila. And then what do you do when you finish saying the Mizmarim? You say Kaddish Yosam again. So you've just violated the rule. You've said Kaddish Yosam twice. Once for Ma'ariv, once for Sfiras HaOmer. That's not right. It's not ideal to be Marbe B'Kaddishim. So what should you do? Say the Sfira before you say Aleinu, and then say Aleinu, and then say one Kaddish Yosam on everything. Okay? That's one approach. Another approach is no. Now Sfiras HaOmer is indeed a chelik of davening. Okay, this is a very fascinating idea. And that's why we say when we daven Ma'ariv. Because what is Sfiras HaYom? You're really touching upon this before. You're saying that this is the day. When you daven Ma'ariv, to a degree, it's not 100%, you are sanctifying the day. You're not making Kiddush when you daven Ma'ariv. There's no halach, you have to daven Ma'ariv early as possible. But when you daven Ma'ariv, you are making a statement, a new day, a new halachic day has begun. When you count Sefira, you're making a statement, this particular day is this day in the count of Sefira. There is a similarity. Halay davar. Oh, there's a similarity. So, Adraba, group it together. Group. Say the Sfira before you say Aleinu. Before you finish the service, because the two indeed capture a common element. And what's the problem with this idea? No, we're not going to finish yet. What's the problem with this idea? If this idea was 100% true, then when should you say Sfira HaOmer? you should really say before you say Kaddish to Skaba. Friday night, when do you say V'yichulu? When do you say V'yichulu Magen Avos? Before you say.
Yeah, but that's because it's a Shpaya Esra, but the people will miss it.
So you're not leaving the shul. You can say it afterwards, you're not leaving the shul, it doesn't make a difference. You can say Kaddish Skaba, you can say Vayichul, Magen Avos, you'll delay, no one's leaving. If the only reason why you're saying it at that point in time is people should not leave, so they're not leaving. You can say it afterwards. The fact that we say Vayichul, Magen Avos, a Chazar Sashatz almost, Magen Avos, is it's a chelik of the tefillah. You can't say the Kaddish to Skabel until you finish davening. So if what I told you is 100% true, that Svira So'omer is a sister to Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, when you daven Ma'ariv to a degree, not 100%, you're sanctifying the day. A new day has begun. We're mekabel o malchus shemayim. We daven Ma'ariv to Hashem. No, Chassidim hold you're supposed to daven Ma'ariv as early as possible because you're supposed to sanctify the day the moment the day begins. And mincha should be said as late as possible because you're supposed to sanctify the day at the end of the day. Very into this is that the endpoints are very critical. A day begins, you sanctify the day at its breakpoints. Mincha, the end of the day. Ma'ariv, immediately, the beginning of the day. Shachris, v'sikin, when the sun rises. The endpoints is what's very critical. So you're sanctifying the day. You're also sanctifying the day. They're related to one another. If that idea is so, so true, then we would really be saying Sriyasa Oimer before we recite Kaddish to Skada. The fact that no one does that, not that I know of, maybe I'm wrong, but the fact that no one does that shows that we don't really accept that. But we don't reject it entirely because we do make a pshara, a compromise, where we do include it in the Nusach HaTfilah before Aleinu. Now is the dilemma. It's Nishtahi Nishtaher. It's not before Tiskabel, but it's not after Aleinu. So it's somewhere in the middle. Now when you deal with the Sugya of Tadir, V'she'enoi Tadir, Tadir Kaidem, how does it play out? Tadir v'she'ena tadir kaidim only isn't true when you're part of the club, when you're part of the service. If you're not part of the service, it doesn't apply. But here, Sfira, it's part of the service. It's before Aleinu. It's the same concept. You're sanctifying the day, but yet it's not part of the concept because if it really would be before Kaddish Eskabel, so it's after Kaddish Eskabel. So it's a shtickle independent.
So what is Aleinu? Aleinu is not part of the service? Because
it is. Aleinu is the end of the service. Aleinu, no question about it, is part of the service.
But it's after Kaddish. Well, why don't we say Aleinu before Kaddish?
It's after Kaddish, it's true, but it's the end of the davening. You're right. It's somewhere in the middle also. It's somewhere. By Mincha, you don't say Aleinu. If you don't leave Shul, you don't have to say Aleinu. Mincha, we have a minig. You don't have Mincha Ma'ariv together. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you don't say Aleinu by Mincha. Why? Because you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. If you're not going to leave shul, you don't really have to say Aleinu.
Tachlun is part of the davening because say Tachlun right away. You don't
exactly. You don't. You say before the Kaddish.
Part of davening.
Right. So we hear you. But Aleinu is still davening is not over until Aleinu and the Kaddish also. But it's already most of it already is over because you already said the Kaddish to Skada. That's what I'm waiting for you to tell. When do you think of your Torah? After Kaddish Skabel, or do you have to wait until after Kaddish Yosem? It's somewhere in the middle. This is the dilemma. The dilemma. Sfira So'omer, if you say it afterwards, like the Gros says, like Nusach Svar, they say it afterwards. No Shaychis to Ma'ariv. No Shaychis to Ma'ariv. So you can say it first thing. You come home from work, it's 8 o'clock, so say the Sfira. What do you worry about? Ma'ariv. Tadir. There's no Tadir. Apples and oranges. But if you follow the opinion that says that, you say Svira in Ma'ariv before Aleinu, and that's where it has to be because obviously because that shows that Svira and Ma'ariv, they share something in common. There's a degree of sanctification of a day. Oh, so now you're in the same ballpark. But if that idea was so true, you would really push the Svira before Kaddish to Skala. But we don't go that far. We go after Kaddish, before Aleinu. Now we have a dilemma. The dilemma is, if you come home from work, and you're not going to daven Ma'ariv, you're going to daven Yechidus later in the evening, and now the question, you say Svira, will this be a violation of Tadir v'she'ena Tadir. It's not clear. And yesh v'yesh. And one thing is for sure, no doubt about it, if you have a chashash and you're going to forget, which probably really is very, very real, that tips the scale and you daven ma'ariv, you say sfiru immediately. That for sure tips the scale. Yeah.
Why do you say elenu again by
kiddush rabbanah? Oh, that's a different
reason. A lot of reasons. First of all, elenu is just a general, it's a general, that's how you conclude a service. A religious service. I'll put the question, I'll answer you with a question. Why don't we say elenu by a wedding? After they finish the ceremony, they should say Aleinu. They really should. Anaya Chumra. Anaya Chumra. What?
You say Aleinu by a bris.
By a bris. Right. Exactly. So why don't we say Aleinu after a wedding? After they finish, they break the cup. They just say Aleinu l'shaveach. Then they would finish.
It's only the end of the life
of
the chus.
What? You want to say that you want to accept on a bad note. Oh, they just got married. It's all over. It's all over. Yeah.
Woman has no hookah.
What sort of
hookah?
Yeah.
Woman has no hookah whatsoever tomorrow. So when is best time for her to count? She can count any time.
Excellent question. So that's a topic we're going to discuss. I won't talk to them, but we ran out of time. Tomorrow, Mirta Shem, we'll talk about Noshim. Are women chayiv? Are they not chayiv? When should they count? With the bracha, without a bracha? This is a major sugya. Noshim in relation to sviras. Today we just discussed this dilemma. What to do when you come home early from work and you are not planning to daven ma'ariv with a minyan later on. Should you recite sviras so'omer immediately? If you normally daven nusach svard, and in your shul, your main shul, they say the sphere after ma'ariv is over, definitely. Nothing to talk about, because there's no violation of tadir v'shena tadir. Sphere has nothing to do with ma'ariv. But if you are part of a community where they say sphere in the middle of ma'ariv, it goes to show that there's a connection between the two. And therefore, you now are bordering on a violation of tadir v'shena tadir. Maybe yeah, maybe not. And if there's another factor, that it's a very real chance you'll forget to say the Sfira, then that is Machlia. You say the Sfira immediately. Yeah. But if you're planning to go to Shul Bang with a minion, Dvarm Shutim Ad Ma'oid, then you don't say Sfira, you wait until you go to Shul, because you're not going to forget, for sure, the Yav Sfira, and you'll have a minion. You'll have the extra advantage of counting Sfira with a minion. You should know many times people have go to the minion ma'ariv, they daven so fast. I have this all the time. It happens to me all the time. They daven ma'ariv, right? So fast. They break every Guinness Book World of Records every single night so fast, so I can't keep up. So I'm still davening ma'ariv Shmona Esrei when the tzibur already is saying Sfira. And when I finish my Shmona Esrei, they're already out the door. They're already out to the races. They're already gone. I forget to say Sfira. I forget then also the next day in the morning. So it's not fair. I go to shul, I daven ma'ariv, and I forget to say Sfira. Zelo fair. How could that be? What? You got to go to a different shul. Okay, one more shayla, because I want to finish this topic right now, because tomorrow we're going to talk about Noshim. This is a very interesting shayla, very relaxed to Paiskim. You come to shul late.
Oh.
You come to shul for ma'ariv late, and they're up to the silent Shmona Esrei. So what is the halacha? Ma'ariv. You come to shul. What is the halacha? You come to shul. Never happened to you? Come to shul in the middle of the silent Shmona Esrei. So do you start with Hurachum and make the brachas and say Kriya Shema? No, that's not halacha. The halacha is for ma'ariv only. For ma'ariv only, not shachris. If you come to shul for ma'ariv and they're up to the sun, you daven the silent Shmona Esrei immediately. Hashem sefasai tiftach. And then when you finish the silent Shmona Esrei and they say kaddish teskabel, aleinu kaddish yosem, you sit down and then you say v'hu rachum ma'ariv arovim, ahavas oilam, kriyashma, enes v'emuna, and hashkiveinu and baruch Hashem li'olam. That's a shaila. Do you say it b'chidus? But let's say b'chidus. But you do say it, so you can say it. So you say everything afterwards. Kriyashma. You have to say kriyashma with its brachas. So a person comes to shul late during the days of Svira, and they know the Salon Shemana Esrei. Gesund to hate. So you daven, you follow the halach and shulchan, there's no shayla about it. You daven Shemana Esrei with the tzibur. Now you finish the Shemana Esrei, and the chazan says Kaddish to Skabel, and then they say L'shem Yichud. Should you also at that moment in time say Svira? Why not? Why not? Because I didn't say Kriya Shema yet. And Kriya Shema is Tadir and Mekudesh. It's Daraisa. It's Daraisa Kriya Shema. And the Kriya Shema
would say it anyway.
But the rule of Tadir. So Tirchadit Sibura. Let's first lane. We're anyway going to lane. We're going to lane. We took out the Sefer Torah. That's Rosh Chodesh. We're going to lane the Parasha in a few minutes. We're going to lane Chanukah. Don't worry, hold your horses. We're going to do it later. Are you allowed right now to lay Rosh Chodesh first? Are you allowed to lay Rosh Chodesh first to take out the Sefer Torah? We're going to do it later. No one's going anywhere. It's Shabbos.
The Shemana Esrei that you
daven. Yeah.
Was your Meirev.
Okay, fine. But what about Kriya Shema?
So that a Chi of Kriya Shema is not a Chi of Meirev. It's a Chi of Kriya Shema.
That's right. Isa, that's right.
Which can be all night.
But what do you do? What is Kriya Shema? Is it Tadir or not?
Put it together with the Shemana Esrei. It's Meirev. Is there's a Tadiris of Meirev?
Ooh, you sing very good now. Oh, now you sing good. Now you sing good. To say the Shemana Esrei is Shayich. Very good. Ooh, you sing very good. The whole lam. That's why we want to say it's Tadir Shemana is because you want to say that the Sviyah Soimer and Meirev are one and the same. They're a part of a team. They're part of a club. They both sanctify the day. Meirev sanctifies the day, and Sfira sanctifies the day. That's right. But Kriya Shema does not sanctify the day. Kriya Shema is a din. Uveshach mecha uvikumecha. Adrabba, Kriya Shema is better to say later. The later the better. No, we don't do that. We say later. Veshach mecha uvikumecha. I take it back. You say Kriya Shema as early as possible. But Kriya Shema is not a sanctification of the day. It's the Meiriv, the Shemona Esrei, L'choyer Esen. So therefore, it's not totally Zeh B'Zeh. There's no Din Tadir. So you should say immediately with the Tzibur, you should say Sirasa Oimer, and then go back and daven Shema. Chazonish says it's Beferish. Other poskim, they take very strong issue with the Chazonish. They really fight with him. They fight very strong with the Chazonish, and they say it's wrong. They say they still want to say it's Doraisa. I don't know yet. Yes, Gemara Kakasha, because the whole lamas of Tadir has to be in the same ballpark. Maybe you want to say that they hold that the Kriya Shema also is a sanctification of the day. It's hard to say that. That's a stretch. It's part of Meirev. They have the brachas. Maybe, yeah. So some days, it's a very big dilemma. All I can tell you is, I don't know what the answer is. It's a machloikes hapoiskim. Whatever you do, you're good. You come to shul late, and the davening Meirev, the davening Shemona Esrei, there's no question, that's pashut. The halacha demands you daven the silent Shemona Esrei. You finish silent Shemona Esrei. They recite Kaddish to Skabel. And then, they're up to Svira. But you didn't say Kriya Shema yet. Kriya Shema's Deiraisa. Kriya Shema's Tadir. It's classic. It's Tadir u'mekudosh verse Eina Tadir ve'Eina Mekudosh. Clear as day, you're supposed to say Kriya Shema. But you're going to lose the dominion. You're going to lose the koyach of the tzibur. So maybe too bad for you. You lose out. You came late. You have to suffer. Or maybe not. Maybe chaparayin, right now, it's in front of us, right in front of you. And then you'll go back and you'll say the Kriya Shema. Samachloikis hapoiskim, what to do. And if Meir is touching upon a very nice inyan, who says here that the din of Tadir v'shein Tadir? Tadir is only in the same club. Meir, we suggested Meir and Svira are linked. What links Svira? Is it the Shemona Esrei that links it? Or the Kriya Shema that links it? L'chayr is the Shemona Esrei. So you did a Shemona Esrei. All you got left is the Kriya Shema. The Kriya Shema and Svira, apples and oranges. There's no din Tadir. Not Shaykh. So Gesundheit, you can do the sphere now with the minion.
But you have to say the Kriya Shema is part of Shemona Esrei. You know,
not necessarily.
That's what you said before.
Gula l'tfila, but not anymore. Okay, I hear that's a dilemma. Yeah, Chaznus says you're right. Chaznus says you're right. This is the dilemma. Okay, that concludes the sugi. Tomorrow we'll talk about Noshim. We'll take a short break, and we'll talk very quickly about some more cashless issues.
I have a question. Like in this shows, we should walk in with like in Landhouse. You walked in as a counting sphere. You didn't down nothing, but you will
no, count. So they know. So no, doesn't matter. If you didn't count, it doesn't matter. Doesn't make a difference. No, yeah, you don't have kavan to be yotze. There's no din shmei ka'oineh. There's no din shmei ka'oineh with tzvi. You have to say it yourself. You have to count yourself. Okay, let's take a very short break.
Where is the yahrzeit of Avraham ben Tzvi, Albert Einstein?